I'm going to save my intro, second intro, for the second Joshua after midnight. So, we're about you.
It's good. It's much better.
It's a good introduction. A little Rachmanis on there. I told you to turn that clock just a little bit. Okay, I'm sorry. Just want to make sure we get to Mincha on time. There's a Gemara in Maseches Chagiga. It's source number one. I hope you have the Mar Makomos. And the Gemara is trying to make sense of a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk in Yirmiyah says, "Ve'ulo sishma'ua b'mistarim tifka nafshim b'pnei geva." Amrav Shmuel bar Inya Mishmei Derab Makom Yesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu Mistarim Shmuel. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a place that's known as Mistarim, a hidden place. And what happens in that hidden place? The pasuk is clear. B'Mistarim Tivka Nafshi. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol cries in a concealed place known as Mistarim. What's a Kadosh Baruch Hu crying about? The Gemara says if they gave up. Gemara gives two explanations. Clearly, a misplacement of honor in this world. Taken away from Klal Yisrael, given to the Umos HaOlam, taken away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara continues where it's bolded, "Mi'ika b'chia k'mei kutsha b'richo." Is there such a thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam actually cries? V'amar Rav Papa in atzivas atnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar hod v'hadu l'fanav oz v'chedva b'mkomo. Doesn't the pasuk tell us in Divrei Yavam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place is always overflowing with joy, overflowing with simcha? Answers the Gemara, "Lo kasha haba batei gadai haba batei gadai." The Gemara says, as the pasuk seems to say, "B'mistarim, in a hidden place, kiviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu is bocha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is crying." But externally, in the batei barai, in the outer chambers, Kadosh Baruch Hu oz v'chedva b'mkom, Kadosh Baruch Hu is overflowing with simcha. That's what the Gemara answers. And the Gemara goes weiter and it says, maybe batei barai, there's also an element of sadness. Quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya that seems to say that there's sadness everywhere, all around. And the Gemara says, "Shani churban beis hamikdash." By churban beis hamikdash, the outside is also a little bit broken, but primarily it's the inside that's crying, and the outside that's oz v'chedva b'mkom. The Maharal kedarko b'kodesh. It's embarrassing to even quote a Maharal for apartment in the neighborhood. One of the world's experts in Maharal. Maharal kedarko b'kodesh in the Netzach Yisrael has a very, very deep explanation of this Gemara. What's the pshat? What does it mean? What is Chazal getting at when it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu cries on the inside and is besimcha on the outside? Says the Maharal in the first paragraph, source number two, "V'yishma t'miyim al darzeh. Ech yomer b'zesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu bocha." How could we even suggest that Kadosh Baruch Hu is crying? "V'ech shayach b'chiyah itzal Hashem yisbach." What does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is crying? How do we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressing himself as one who's crying? So the Maharal says that Kadosh Baruch Hu always comes and presents himself in the most appropriate way for any situation. Maharal says, by Kriyas Yam, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared as a brave warrior, as a lochem, as a gibor, osem alchama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears as a zakein, melamed Torah, like Rashi says, when Klal Yisrael are in a state of korban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in a way that's appropriate for the situation. Kasher Mekaba, says Maharal, where it's bolded, into the first paragraph, Kasher Mekaba, Shem Yisrael Yeshlam Chorban Beis Hamikdash. When Klal Yisrael is in a state of a Chorban, in a state of Bechiyah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to them also as one who's Bocha, as one who's crying. But then the Gemara went on, and the Gemara told us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was crying on the inside and not on the outside. And here's where Maharal is really megala, a tremendous sod, I think, in the whole avoda of Tisha. Umuki Leib Batei Gavai, says Maharal in the second paragraph, that it's dafka on the inner chambers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying. If you want to understand kiviyachol what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is crying, Kadosh Baruch Hu always, again, appropriate for the situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents himself as crying to the neshama. Why? When we talk about Hashem crying b'mistarim in that inner chamber, in that inner place, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu crying on behalf of the neshama which feels so broken. Kamo she'amru, the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Brachos, "Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev b'chedri chadar, ma'af neshama yosheves b'chedri chadar." Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a concealed place, the neshama is also the concealed part of ourselves. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to comfort the neshama, so we have to cry with the neshama. Says the Maharal, where it's bolted. Ve'al neshama HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears b'b'chia. Ki ha'neshama shi'yosheves b'chedri chadarim b'vadei chaseir ha'kasher chara b'beis ha'mikdash. Says the Maharal, which part of a person is hurting the most with the Chorban b'beis ha'mikdash? The neshama was hurting the most. The neshama felt the chisaron of Chorban b'beis ha'mikdash. Shebizman she'beis ha'mikdash kayim. Hayo le neshama kapara yidei karbanos b'beis ha'mikdash. V'hayi nevuah. V'torah. Everything that was shayach to the neshama, whether it was Torah, nevuah, the opportunity to bring karbanos and receive kapara, all of those dvarim, says the Maharal, which are shayach to the neshama, with the loss of the Beis Hamikdash, all of those things are chasam. Torah is not the same. Nevuah is lost. Karbanos are lost. Aval aguf shu keneged batei barai, but the outer chambers, the guf, so to speak, seems to be able to go weiter. The guf seems to be doing okay, despite the fact that there's no Beis Hamikdash. Aye, the Gemara goes on and says that even by Chorban Beis Hamikdash, even the body's hurting a little bit. Concludes the Maharal in the last two lines. That's true for a moment. For a moment, the guf, the whole bria was broken for a moment. But afterwards, after the Chorban, after that reality set in, says the Maharal, paraphrasing the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Mikol Makom Olam Kiminhagu Noeg Acher Kach. The body's able to go weiter. Body's still able to enjoy a slice of pizza, a good roll of sushi. Body's able to enjoy the pleasures of this world. It's not so bad, even after the Chorban. But the Nisham is so broken on the inside. Ve'en advarim shaychem leguf chaserim klal. Things of the guf are able to function. But the neshama, Kadosh Baruch Hu's crying to Mistarim in that hidden place, connected the neshama. Because the neshama with the Chorban Beis Hamikdash would never be the same. And the Maharal concludes his words in a very deep and mysterious way. Va'od yesh bazeh davar amuk ma'od. And there's a deeper secret, perhaps, a deeper layer, perhaps, to the sukkah. So Maharal is explaining Chazafas. Again, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is crying on the inside, connected the neshama. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is rejoicing on the outside, connected the guf, which is able to survive, to do okay even after the Chorban. Everyone knows that the Rapshitzer, the Rav Naftali Rapshitzer, was always besimcha. His avodah was always besimcha. He was connected very much throughout the year to the mitzvah of sukkahs, man simcha seinu. That was the avodah of the Rapshitzer. So you can imagine, when he came to these days, when he came to the 3 weeks, when he came to the 9 days, he came to Tisha B'Av, the avodah by the Rapshitzer was a different hanhara. In the Sefer Ol Naftali, Oshinu Al-Aleph, it brings the following maisa. It says that the Rapshitzer would come to Beis Medrash, Beis Knesses, for Tikkun Chatzos, and people would gather, and everyone would come in, their heads were hung low, and they'd walk in and try to create a mood to approach these days. And the Rapshitzer would come in, and he'd be pacing back and forth across the Beis Medrash, singing, dancing. Everyone ignored him, they let him do his thing. But he'd be singing the beautiful songs, Nigunim, to the words of the Shlosh Regalim, to the Musaf of Shlosh Regalim. Vashiv Kohanim Lavodasim, Levim, Lashirim, Lezimram. And everyone else is crying, Bechios, Tikkun Chatzos, Tikkun Rachel, Tikkun Leia, trying to feel something, trying to understand, Shchinta B'Galusa. And Rav Shitzer is having a good time in the back of the Beis Medrash, pacing back and forth, singing the Gunim. Mamish, the same time that everyone else is trying to tap into these days. For the most part, they left him alone. One time, one of the Rosh Hakal, the Chutzpah, to say to the Rav Shitzer, Rabbeinu, we don't understand. Everyone here is trying to create a certain mood. These are the 3 weeks, these are the 9 days. We're approaching Tisha B'Av. We're trying to tap into the Chorban, and you're having a good time. And the Rav Shitzer paused in his place and he said, you don't think I'm as broken on the inside as all of you? You don't think my heart is totally broken and pained by the Chorban? You don't think I feel the same pain that you feel? But how can I not rejoice on the outside knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us even in the dust? And the Rav Shitzer went on to say an explanation of the pasuk that we said by Eich. Kumi roni balayla l'rosh ha-shmuros, shifri kamayim libech nochach p'nei Hashem. Second parak of Eich. Said the Rav Shitzer, said Rav Naftali Rav Shitzer, kumi roni balayla, you're wondering why I'm dancing around, why I'm singing roni milashon rina, why am I singing balayla in the middle of the galus? Everyone else is mourning, everyone else is crying, sakva efer, and I'm dancing in the base medrash. So you ask, Kumi Roni Balayla, is this a time for dancing? So I respond to you, Shifri Kamayim Libeth. You don't think my heart is crying as well? You don't think on the inside I'm as broken as you are? But how can I not dance, how can I not rejoice when I think about the end of the Pasuk Nochach Pnei Hashem? When I stop and pause for a moment, I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara says in Megillah, Galu Babel, Shechina went with them, Paras and Yavan, Shekhinah went with them. Galus Edom, Shekhinah is with us. So how could I not rejoice a little bit, even though Shivchi Kamayim Libe, even though I'm broken on the inside, how could I not rejoice externally when I think about the fact that Nochach Pnei Hashem? Yitav Panim wrote a mimer called the Yefela Einayim. And in Os Yud Ches, he described that Tekufo when the Yismach Moshe was becoming a chassid. And one of the things that bothered him most by the Hasidim is that the Hasidim are always besimcha. Sometimes inappropriately besimcha. He didn't understand. That's halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that a person who's a Yari Shamayim feels broken over the korban. And it seemed that Hasidim didn't hold of this. There was always a simcha on their face. And Yismach Moshe traveled to the Chozen, whose yard site is today. Tisha B'Av is the yard site of the Chozen of Lublin. And he came to the Chozen and he wanted to ask this child. The second he walked into the room, the Chozen says to him, "I know what you're thinking." That's why they called him the Chozen of Lublin. "I know what you're thinking." And he said, "A Yid has to live with a smile on his face, even though the heart is crying and is terribly pain." And he quoted the words of the Chovas HaLevavos in the Shahar Precious in the fourth parak, "Ta'alaso bepanov," that a Jew can live with that duality with a smile on his face, "va'avelo b'libo," and yet his avelis he carries in his heart. So if I ask you, where did the Rav Shitzer get this mahalach from? That there can be a mitzias of a Jew who's broken on the inside, shiflich mayim libech, and yet dancing kumironi b'layla? Where did the Chozov Lublin, where did all this Hasidim get this hanaga from? Where did the Chovas HaLevavos come up with this idea, "Tzalasa v'pana v'aveilo b'libo"? They got it from their Ribono Shel himself. They got it from their Ribono Shel in Akdamar and Chagigah Daf Hei, with the explanation of the Maharal, that it's possible for the Neshama to be crying on the inside, b'mistarim tifke nafshi, and yet b'chitzonis, b'botei b'rai, in the outer chambers, oz v'ched v'b'mkoma. But I want to try to make sense of those last few words of the Maharal. Because Maharal concluded his words, if you look again, "Va'od yesh bezed davar amuk ma'od." There's a deep secret here. There's a deeper dimension to the sugya that the Maharal is being meramist. And I want to try together to uncover a little bit of that sugya. Maharal taught us that the neshama, much more than the guf, was affected by the korban. But perhaps what Maharal is hinting to, the deeper level of the sugya, is that the neshama was hurting long before the korban. It's true, the Chorban brought the Torah world that much more down. The Torah was broken, and the Vu was broken, and Karbanos were lost, and the Neshama was broken. And the Neshama was all the more so shattered. But it could be, what the Maharal is being Meramis to, is that the Chorban of the Neshama took place long before Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Let's go back to the beginning. The greatest event in the history of the universe was Kabbalah Satana. You could probably agree to that. The greatest event, Giloy, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to have access to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to hear a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to perceive a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be makabel the Dvar Hashem, the greatest event in world history was Kabbalah Satana. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu, on behalf of Klai Yisrael, wanted to make sure that there'd be a Hamshach, there'd be a continuation of that experience by Kabbalah Satana. So where do you go after Kabbalah Satana? You have this awesome revelation, you're in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you hear the Dvar Hashem, to the point that your neshama is flying out of your body, as the Gemara in Shabbos describes. So where was Klal Yisrael going to continue that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Kabbalah Satana? And of course the answer is the Mishkan. Now the Rishonim have a big machlokas about the Mishkan. What was the nature of the Mishkan? Rashi seems to believe, Shitas Rashi, is that the Mishkan was a kapara for Cheda Ega. The Pesukim of the Mishkan come before the Torah introduced us to Cheda Ayin Gimel, to Cheda Ega. And yet Rashi understands that really it's a tikkun for Cheda Egel. The Mishkan was a possibility to maintain a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a tikkun for Cheda Egel. The Ramban disagrees entirely. And the Ramban's of the opinion that the Mishkan comes before Cheda Egel. He learns the Psukim in the order that they appear. He doesn't like, and Shitas Ramban in general, he doesn't like to use a Mukta Mamuchar B'Torah unless he has to, or times when one has to. But if you don't have to, he prefers to stay away from that approach. And the Ramban says, learn the Psukim Kipshuta. That Klai Yisrael went to Kabbalah Satorah, and Klai Yisrael had the Mishkan, and the Mishkan was supposed to be a hemshich of Kabbalah Satorah, to continue that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the makom of the Mishkan. There's no question, Eilu ve'ilu divrei Elokim chayim. But the truth is, Chazal already were meramis to us, that the tachlis of the Mishkan was deeper than serving as a tikkun for Cheda Egel, and the tachlis of the Mishkan was deeper than serving as a hemshich for Kabbalah Satorah. What was the tachlis of the Mishkan? The tachlis of the Mishkan was the purpose of creation of the universe. Let's take a look together in source number 3. Vayi biyom chalos Moshe l'akimas ha-Mishkan. It was on the day that Moshe finished, Vayi biyom chalos Moshe, when Moshe finished the Mishkan. It says the Medrash Kalos is a lashon of tachlis. Anytime you encounter the word vayihi, something new is happening in the world. Something greater than ever before is happening in the world. It says, Rav, there was a hashras hashchina with a kamas hamishka like never before. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who we know always has a deeper perspective. Says Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol makum shu omer vayihi davar shahaya nifsak lahar beyamin v'chazer l'kamos shahaya. Says Rabbi Shimon Vayihi means the restoration of something that was supposed to be. That there was supposed to be Hashras Hashchina in the world. That was the tachlis of the Bria. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There was a period of Hashras Hashchina that was lost. It was Nifsak Lahar Beyamim V'chazer L'kamos Shahar. And the Medrash goes on to describe Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman B'Shah Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sa'olam Nis'ah V'Shiyel Odira V'tachtonim K'mo Shiyesh Be'Elyon. What was the tachlis of Bria Sa'olam? Says the Medrash that from the moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a taiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a ratzon. Any time the ratzon we can't understand, like the Ari writes at the beginning of the Eitzachayim, Nis'ah v'shiyelo dir b'tachton. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a ratzon, he had a desire, whatever that means, kiviyachol to dwell amongst the tachton of k'mo sheyesh v'elyon. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a makom on high, he wants a place down below. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that reality. And Adam Rishon lived in that reality. But unfortunately, says Rabbi Shimon, Vayihi, that was broken for a period of time. Because after Adam Rishon sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took one step back from this world. And after Cain killed Hevel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took another step back from this world. And the Medrash goes step by step by step, driving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence out of this world. Until the Medrash writes, it concludes, Kevin Shehemid Avram, Avram Avinu came to this world and brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu back one step. Yitzhak came to this world and risked his life by Akedah Yitzchak, brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu a second step back to this world. Yaakov another step, v'chulu, 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 until Moshe Rabbeinu came and brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu down that final step. I saw once, Rav Pinchas Friedman writes, in, I think it's in the Shvila Pinchas by Purim, Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday in Yartzeit is Zion Adar, because he's the one who brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zion down to that seventh level, that Aleph, that the Aluf HaShalom should be Dar in this Olam once again. That was the whole world of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to this world. Basi lagani achosi kala emasai, concludes the Medrash, kishuhu kama mishkan. When Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should have a dira b'tachtonim, and Klal Yisrael achieved that, or so it seems, with the Akamas HaMishkan. This idea of dira b'tachtonim, everyone here knows, is a very big inyan. Certainly in the writings of Chabad and Paraklam and Vav of the Tanya, he speaks about it. Rabbi Rashab in his Hemshech Samach Vav speaks at length that this was the tachlis of the Bria. And it seems from the Medrash that Klal Yisrael were Mekayim, the tachlis of the universe. Vayi b'yom chalos Moshe. When Klal Yisrael achieved the tachlis, that Klal Yisrael came and they built the Mishkan and they got it right in the Kadosh Baruch Hu Adir B'tachtonim. But I want to look at the words that Kadosh Baruch Hu used when he asked Klal Yisrael to establish for him and build for him that Adir B'tachtonim. In source number 4, the pasuk we're all familiar with, the pasuk in Truma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, I want to have a dir b'tachtonim. Make me a mikdash v'shachanti b'sochem so I can dwell amongst you. So what do Klal Yisrael do? Like the good people that we are, they respond in a very generous fashion. And everyone's donating, and everyone's moved to donate to the Mishkan. And they're giving, and they're giving, and they're giving, and everyone's pitching in, and everyone's helping. And the Mishkan is crafted, and it's so beautiful, aesthetically so beautiful. Spiritually, every bit of the Mishkan, every bit of every wall, every curtain, is filled with all sorts of ramazim and pnimius and sodos haTorah, all sorts of Kabbalistic intention, lofty kavanos built into every bit of the Mishkan. And we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'asu li mikdash v'shachati b'sochem, gavaldik, here's your Mishkan. But Lamaisa wasn't so great by the Rebbe Moshe. Klal Yisrael thought they did a great job. Everyone helped out, everyone built. Beruch Yisrael v'gashmi, the Mishkan was gavald. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, something's not right here. Rabbi Levin was talking about the importance of being able to listen. Is it so clear that Klal Yisrael achieved the tachlis by building a Mishkan? Sometimes a person says something to you and you listen to their words and you hear one thing, but they're really saying something else if you listen deeply. Rav Volbli brings an Ali Shor, a beautiful maisa with the Beis HaLevi. A woman once came to the Beis HaLevi, this is right before Pesach, and she comes and she asks him the following halachic shaila. She wants to know, is it mutter for a person to use milk for the arba kosos? The base lady thinks for a minute. He says, you know what, let me give you some money to be able to buy wine. And he reaches under his desk, he pulls out his discretionary fund, and he gives her a wad of bills, a substantial sum of money. He sends her on her way. And the children of the base lady are watching this event unfold, and they say to their father, she didn't have wine, why did you give her so much money? It's very generous of you to give her so much, but she needed wine for Pesach. Clearly she asked this silly child, can you use milk for the Arba Kosher? And the Beis Halevi was so upset with his family members, because he said to them, don't you hear what she's saying? If she's asking if she can use milk for the Arba Kosher, clearly she doesn't have meat, clearly she doesn't have the means to make a proper suda. The Beis Halevi with his sensitive heart and his sensitive mind was able to hear, and his sensitive ear was able to hear something deeper. She was asking this child, can you use milk for the Arba Kosher? But the Beis Halevi heard much more of what she was asking. She was saying, Rebbe, I'm so broken, I have nothing, can you help me out? She was too embarrassed to ask. And the Beis Halevi was so troubled by the fact that his family members didn't hear that, they didn't understand that. So what was the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying to Klai Yisrael when he said, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'soch? Was the Kadosh Baruch Hu requesting that Klai Yisrael build him a little house, a little place in this world, a building with his name on it, kiviyachol, a small corner of the earth, the Ohel Moed, a makom where he could get together with the Kadosh Baruch Hu once in a while? The Al-Shech HaKadosh quotes a Maimer Chazal. We don't have this Chazal. But the Al-Shech HaKadosh brings, he says, I've heard the following explanation of the Pasuk. Source number 5. V'od yitachin derech sheni bebir ha-ksuvim. V'u besum lev al amar v'shachanti besocha. V'u lo amar besocha. The Al-Shech very famously says, it doesn't say in the Pasuk that I want to dwell besocha. It doesn't say that I want you to build me a building that I can live within it. But rather, what does it say? V'shachanti b'socha. Says the Al-Shech, where it's bolded, v'hu. Ki ne shamati lom demikan ki ikar ashras ha-shechina ba'odam hu v'lo b'bayis. Me omar b'socha. Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't looking for Klal Yisrael to push him off into a corner, even a very beautiful corner of planet Earth, to build him a house and say, Rabbi Shalom, these are your Dalet Amos, and once in a while we'll get together with you there. I will assign a few individuals to spend time with you there on a more regular basis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, V'shachanti b'sochem, I want to dwell inside each and every one of you. I want to be inside the neshama. I want to be inside the heart of each and every single member of Klal Yisrael. Nefesh HaChaim is the most beautiful explanations, beautiful comparisons. Rav Harman was speaking about the connection between Shabbos and the Mikdash. The body of a Yid is also paralleled after the Mikdash. And every part of our body corresponds to a different aspect of the Mikdash. Says Rav Chaim Balazar in Nefesh HaChaim, this is in Shar Aleph and Perak Dalet, where in fact is the Kodesh Kedoshim of man? Of course it's our heart. The heart is the Kodesh Kedoshim of man, and the Kodesh Kedoshim of a Yid is even more chashuv by the Rabbanu Shalom than the Kodesh Kedoshim itself. But then Nefesh HaChaim says an amazing thing that I only found this year. He writes in the Haggah, he writes in the footnote, a beautiful explanation of this pasuk. And he goes one step further from what the Al-Shech HaKadosh just told us a moment ago. In source number 6, V'yesh Lomar, Al-Derech Zeh. The pasuk says, V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti besocha. Kechol asher ani mar'eh uscha estavnis ha-mishkan v'estavnis kol keilu v'chein ta'asim. Hashem says, make me a mikdash. This is what it should look like. Here are the keilim. This is what it should be. V'chein ta'asim. This is how you should make it. What's the v'chein ta'asim? So Chazal tells us in the Gemara Sanhedrin Tezayim, v'chein ta'asim l'doros. So too, you should do it in this way for all generations. So in all generations, what? We're supposed to build a mikdash. We're supposed to build a Shema Mishkan. We're supposed to make a replica of the Kalim. What exactly is the Kodesh Baruch Hu asking B'chein Tasu L'doros? Says Rav Chaim Balazar. U'l'darcheinu yesh lomar gamkein sh'ratza lomar. Al'tach shivu sh'tachlas kavanasi hu ba'asiyas ha'mikdash ha'chitzoni. Don't make the terrible mistake of forcing a Kodesh Baruch Hu into a box, into a beautiful building, and building only a superficial and external base ha'mikdash, and failing to build the base ha'mikdash within. You know why I had you build that building? You know why I taught you with precision how to craft each of those kalim? Because I wanted you afterwards to look to that building as a blueprint for how to build yourself. That everything that appears in the Mishkan and everything that appears in the Mikdash corresponds to you. And as badly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a Kodesh Kedoshim in a building, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the hearts of Klal Yisrael. That you should be a miniature mikdash. Kulam kedoshim ru'uyim umuchanim lahasro shchinasi besochacham nash. Such powerful words, Rav Chaim Balazar. Kulam kedoshim, every one of you is kadosh. Every one of you is ro'oi and muchan, that the Shechina can dwell within you mamish kepshuta. Says Reb Chaim V'lazhner in conclusion, v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'sochem, daika. Shekachol asher ani maro eschaz tavnis ha-mishkan, everything you see in this mishkan, tachlas kavanasi, what's it really about? V'chein tasu. I want you to do the same thing by yourself. I want you to build that same thing for me, with me, inside of you. That's the true dira b'tachtonim. That's the tachlas of the bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed. So for all of its beauty, and we have to be so careful not chas v'shalom to say something negative, but for all the beauty that the Mishkan was, and all the beauty that the Mikdash was, and all the Kedusha that it represented, and all the Hashuas HaShechina that was felt there, and as much as Klai Yisrael were rejoicing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we fulfilled what you asked of us, Vasuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'sochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and has an awkward smile kivyachal on his face, and says, it's not it. It's not what I was looking for. That's only the outer trappings of what I was looking for in my relationship with you. Only a few days past the yard site, the Baba of the Rebbe, Kedusha Sion, the Baba of Hashem Yom Kom Damo, his yard site was Dalet Av. I saw the Skolia Rebbe, and his latest sefer brings a beautiful maisa. Says that the Kedusha Sion had a chassid who was leaving to America. And he had the reshus, the Rebbe gave him a reshus. Had to be, he had to go to America, whatever it was. And he spent that last Shabbos by his Rebbe, by the Kedusha Sion. And he was sitting Friday night by the Tish, and the Rebbe was giving out kugel. And he calls over this chassid, and he gives him a nice big piece of potato kugel. And he takes him by the hand as he hands him the kugel, and he says, I just want you to know, this is the last piece of Haimish kugel you're ever going to eat in your life. Chassid's taken back a little bit. He says, Rebbe, no. Rebbe says, this is the last piece of Haimish potato kugel you're ever going to eat in your life. So he says, Rebbe, you know, I don't know so much about America. They don't have potatoes there. I can't get the recipe from the Rebbetzin. I can't make the potato kugel in America. I'll be able to make the potato kugel in America. I'll follow the steps. I'll have the same Haimish kugel. Don't worry, Rebbe. I'll have the same Haimish kugel. And the Rebbe says to him, let me tell you something. He says, America, they do. They have the same potatoes. They have those potatoes. And you can follow the recipe. You can make the kugel. He says, but let me tell you something. He says, that kugel you're going to make in America, it's not going to be the same thing. Every slice of that potato kugel in America is going to have a little bit of a ta'arovis. It's going to have a little bit of a mixture of some Americanishkeit mixed into that kugel. So believe me when I tell you this is the last piece of Haimish kugel you're ever going to eat in your life. A person can have something that has all the outer trappings, has all the outer expression of the real thing. And yet at the same time, it cannot be the real thing. You can get stuck with the Moshe Tzvi Weinberg instead of a Moshe Weinberg for Tisha B'Av. Sounds alike. It's not the same thing, we all know. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socha. And again, Klai Yisrael are mobilized and they build and they say, Rebbe, we're going to make the most haimisha, the haimisha makom of Hashar Sashkim in the world. It's going to be so perfect to be exactly what you wanted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but b'chever, that's not it. There could be so much more. There could be so much more a part of who you are. There could be so much more a part of your life. I could live within you. Like the words we saw from the Nefesh HaChai. And therefore, when the Torah describes the great celebration upon the completion of the Mishkan, the Torah writes in source number 7, Vayihi b'yom hashmini, was a great achievement, there was tremendous excitement. Kara Moshe l'Aaron u'levanav l'ziknei Yisrael, that 8th day, finally after the ups and downs of 7 days, building and taking it apart, it's finally time for the Mishkan to stand. And Moshe Rabbeinu calls together Aaron u'levanav l'ziknei Yisrael, and it's a tremendous celebration. The Gemara in Megillah says, it was such a celebration that Chazal understood this. This is the tachlis of the Bria. The Gemara writes in source number 8, Vayihi b'yom hashmini, v'tanya, oso ayom ha'isa simcha l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'yom sh'nivrao bo shemayim v'aretz. This was it. This was the dir b'tachtonim. Chazal themselves, the Maseches Megillah, are saying there was a simcha l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the creation of the world itself. This was the tachlis of the world finally being achieved. Vayihi b'yom hashmini, it says Vayihi b'yom hashmini. And it says, Vayer Vayvoker, Yom Echad. This was it. And yet the Halig of Vision, Rabbi Yisrael of Vision, saw this pasuk in a totally different way. He read this pasuk and his heart was broken. Because the Vision sensed, Lahavdil, something of a potato kugel that was less than authentic. The Vision, it's brought me Pia Shmu and the Mimayanos HaNetzach in source number 9 in Parsha Shmini. The Vision asked a simple question. Vayihi Bayom HaShmini. Chazal tells that Vayihi is a lashon of tzar. Vayihi is a lashon of something not being right. What was possibly not right by Hibiyam Mashmini? The Mishkan would finally stand. The Gemara in Megillah says it was a simcha l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Bri'as Shemayim Va'aretz. Says the original in source number 9. Mahay Hatzar B'yom HaKamas HaMishkan. And the original explained as follows. Kol Ikar HaKamasu Shal HaMishkan Yesh Bo Mishum Azkar HaSar. A Jew, an authentic piece of potato kugel. A Yid whose heart's in the right place would look at the Mishkan, and every time he would look to the Mishkan, what would he see? He would see the pain of the failure to create the true Dior B'tachton. It was a Mazkar HaSar. Shari B'tchila Al Makshav L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyah Mishkan Uzo B'soch Libo Shal Kol Yehudi. Because Hashem's original plan was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should dwell in the hearts of each and every Jew. Hashem says, I don't want one little place where I'm able to be found. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because of the lowliness of Klal Yisrael, I was forced to be reduced to that building, that Oel Niri. And again, not for a second to take away from the awesome Ashurash Shechina that was found in that place. But to realize on some level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking for something more. And that's really the avoda, I think that's the ikar avoda in many ways. What we're trying to do on Tisha B'Av. It's very hard to connect to a mikdash. We never saw the mikdash, we don't really understand the mikdash. There's a part of us that doesn't really know how to relate to the mikdash. But when you think of it in terms of ourselves, we think of it in terms of the mikdash that we're trying to build inside of ourselves, v'shachanti b'sochem, the true tachlis, the dior b'tachtonim, it becomes much more personal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never left alone. The tachlis was achieved on some small level. There are always tzaddikei adoros. Throughout all the generations, there are always tzaddikim who brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu into their hearts. In the Mar B'Chaim, the Sefer Mar B'Chaim, Avram Chaim Brim. Avram Chaim Brim was one of the close talmidim of the Chazon Ish. He was very much connected to different admorim, tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, in particular by Boyan. And he writes there, he writes by Chanukah, something that he heard from a chassid by the name of Rav Moshe Lerman. He says, Rav Moshe Lerman spent some time by the Pachad Yitzchak from Boyan. The Pachad Yitzchak from Boyan did not write a sefer called Pachad Yitzchak. He was called the Pachad Yitzchak because he was a pachad. And anyone who's by the Pachad Yitzchak, his avoda was Oyum Venor, it was a pachad. You read the stories about what it was like to be in his presence. This chassid Rav Moshe Lerman says that he spent Pesach by Boyan, by the Pachad Yitzchak, and he spent the first part of Sfira, also by the Pachad Yitzchak from Boyan. And while he was there, he said, for the first time in my life, I finally understood that which we say by Sfira Sa'om. We daven every night when we count Sfira. Harachamon hu yachzer lanu avodas beis hamikdash l'makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, bring the avodas beis hamikdash back to its place. And he said, I never really understood that last word, l'makom. Wouldn't it have been enough to say, harachamon hu yachzer lanu avodas beis hamikdash? We don't understand what that means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, restore the avodas beis hamikdash. Obviously means Yerushalayim. Why do you have to say, harachamon hu yachzer lanu avodas beis hamikdash l'makom, to its place? Says Rav Moshe Lerman, when I was by the Pachad Yitzchak of Boyan, I finally understood for the first time. He said, when I saw the holy avoda of the Boyana Rebbe, I said to myself, we have the avoda of the space of Mikdash. When I saw the way that the Rebbe went about his avoda, I said to myself, we have the avoda of Sakodesh. We haven't lost the avoda of Sakodesh. What are we daven? Harachman u'yachzalan avoda space of Mikdash l'makom. Rabbonu Shalom, we don't want the avoda of the space of Mikdash only to be by Boyan, we want it to be by Yerushalayim. We want it to be by the base of Mikdash. The Skolli Rebbe brings, he has a sefer called the Hadras Melech. Beautiful sefer on Tekiyah Shofar. Halacha, Drush. He says, I heard from my grandfather, the previous Skolli Rebbe. The previous Skolli Rebbe was a Baal Mofes, someone who survived from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, with tremendous, tremendous stories. He says, I heard, he writes in the Hagdama to the sefer Hadras Melech on page 3. He says, I heard from my grandfather, the previous Skolli Rebbe, who told me B'Shem Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh the following mice. He said that when the Klois in Brody, in Galicia, was destroyed, the Shechina screamed out in the streets, where am I going to go now? Where am I going to dwell? And a baskel came out of the Shemayim, that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said, a baskel came out of the Shemayim and said, Shechina Kadosh, Holy Shechina, my sweet dear Shechina, you have nothing to worry about. Because there's one Jew on planet Earth who's going to welcome you. Who's that? Rav Yitzchak Droibischer. Who's Rav Yitzchak Droibischer? The father of Rav Michal Zaltzeman. Rav Yechiel Michal Zaltzeman. By him, you can find a place in his heart, and he'll be very comfortable there. And as long as he's alive, the Shechina Kadosh is going to have somewhere to go. But Chavra, it's not enough. It's not the tachlis of the Bria that the Shechina should dwell by the Neshama, by the heart of Rav Yitzchak Droibischer. And it's not the tachlis of the Rabbonu Shalom that the Avodah should be by Bayan. And I'll let you in on a little secret if I can say such a thing. It's not even the tachlis of the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be found in Yerushalayim or by the Beis HaMikdash. The tachlis of the Bria is what the Nefesh HaChaim told us earlier. Kulam kedoshim, ru'uyim, u'muchanam, every single Jew, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my Shechina will not be satisfied. I will not feel that I have my place in this world until every single Jew, kulam kedoshim, ru'uyim, u'muchanam, lahashur shchinasi besochecha mamash. Until every single Jew on planet Earth takes an achrayas to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every single Jew invites HaKadosh Baruch Hu into their heart. And this is the avoda of Tisha, to connect in a very meaningful way. To feel that this is part of building ourselves. Not some abstract building in Yerushalayim that we never knew, we can't even picture. You sit, you learn the Mishnayos, and Mesechas Tamim, Mesechas Midos, you get the picture Mishnayos. You get a nice fold-out poster in the Beis HaMikdash, like we hang in our sukkah. You get a taste a little bit. And yet it's so abstract, it's so far from us. If we work on ourselves in this way, if you try to connect to it in this way, it makes it so much easier. The Divrei Yechezkel, one year after Shachris and Tisha B'Av, he turned to the Olam, and the Shinever said, I don't understand the Pasuk in Yeshayah. The Pasuk in Yeshayah says, Harimi b'koach kolech mevaseres Yerushalayim. Raise up your voice. Harimi b'koach kolech. Scream out b'koach mevaseres Yerushalayim. The one who's going to bring the good news about Yerushalayim. And the Shinever said, what's the pshat in the Pasuk? He said something that when I read this year, resonated with me so much. I think it should hit home with all of us. It's the feeling we all have during these days. The Shinever said, what does it mean? Harimi b'koach kolech mevaseres Yerushalayim. And he turned to the tzibur, that Tisha B'Av, after Shachris, and he said, we all want Mashiach, and we all want Yerushalayim, and we all want the Beis HaMikdash. And he said, and not a single one of us has any clue what Mashiach is, and not a single one of us has any clue what Beis HaMikdash is, and not a single one of us really understands what Yerushalayim is. And yet the Navi is telling us, Harimi b'koach kolech. Go out in the streets, like a crazy person who doesn't have a clue what he's talking about, but who walks out in the streets and says, Rabbono Sholem, I want Mashiach, I want Beis HaMikdash, I want Yerushalayim. And I don't have a clue what that is, but I know that I want it. And the Shinever said, if we could all say that, Harimi b'koach kolech, if we could go out and scream that, Mevaseres Yerushalayim, we need to see the good news from Yerushalayim. I don't really know what that is. I have no understanding what Mashiach is. I don't know what Yerushalayim is. I don't know what Beis HaMikdash is. But if I could say that I want that Rabbono Sholem, that unknown, that desirable unknown, but I want it so badly, said the Shinever, B'schus Amuna, in saying such a thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make that, should bring it to be a reality. Should be zochah to see such a thing. That's what the Shinever said. But that's the feeling that we all have. We come to these days, we talk about Beis HaMikdash. We spoke this morning by the keynotes to try to, a little bit, to understand a little bit the centrality of Beis HaMikdash in our life, how everything would be better, the world would be fixed if we had Beis HaMikdash. Misos kol ha'aretz. And we don't have a clue. And yet we want such a thing. But it's so abstract and it's so hard to tap into. But if you think of it in these terms, if you think of it in terms of Shechanti B'socha, if you talk about the Mikdash, that's the reality of each and every one of us, the building of the base of Mikdash inside of ourselves, to believe, animam b'muna shlema, like Nefesh HaChaim said, that kulam kedoshim, kulam muchanam, kulam ruyim, that every one of us has the potential to build a Mishkan inside of ourselves, that it's about our hearts, and it's about ourselves, our essence, it becomes so much more personal, it becomes so much more real. And now I think we can go back to what the Maharal started with. What did the Maharal tell us? Maharal said that Chorban Beis HaMikdash was a Chorban, primarily a Chorban of the Neshama. But Maharal told us that there's a Davar Amuk Ma'od. What's the Davar Amuk Ma'od that Maharal was being Meramis to? Maharal was being Meramis to the fact, Maharal was hinting to the fact that even before the physical Chorban, the Neshama was hurt. That we never really achieved. The Sugya is much deeper. It's not just that the Chorban brought a Chorban to the Neshama. We brought the Chorban to the Neshama when we never created that Makum for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as was originally intended. We had made that kugel that was, again, it looked like the real thing. But it wasn't the Haimish kugel that the Rabbono Shalom wanted. And that's the deeper dimension of the sugya that Maharal is being Meramis. That if we would just understand that the Neshama was always hurt, and we would try to be attacking that, we'd see a lot more results from our efforts. And I want to add one final piece to the sugya. And that is, we know, based on the words of Eichon, the first parak, that Tisha B'Av is called a moed. Kar alai moed. Pashuk Pshat in the Pasuk, it's a very broken thing that the enemies are teaming up against us. But there's an aspect of Moed that we experience even today. We didn't say Tachton today. There's aspects of Moed, there's an aspect of this year of Befrat, Shabbos, Letzid Kascha. There's an element of Moed. There's an element of celebration. It's that part of that longing, like Aruch HaShulchan writes, that longing for the Gula, like all the Svarim HaKadoshim talk, when eventually this day will be transformed into one of the loftiest of our holidays. If you look in the Ohev Yisrael, in source number 10, he writes by Shabbos Chazon a very strange story. The Halakha Apterav writes that Shabbos Chazon is the greatest Shabbos of the year. And then he quotes a Medrash. I don't know if we have this Medrash, but if the Apterav brings it, we have to be Makabla ben Munashleim. He says, Al derech shenish alti pamachas levar ha-Medrash, the Medrash says, Lo haya yomoi li-Yisrael ki yom shenechav beis ha-Mikdash. There never was as festive a day for the Jewish people as the day of Chorban beis ha-Mikdash. The Gemara in Tana says that Yom Kippur is the greatest day. Tuba is the greatest day. Lo haya yom tovim li-Yisrael. Comes along the after of the Ohev Yisrael by Shabbos Chazon, and he says, B'shem the Medrash, that the greatest moed for Klal Yisrael was the day of Korban Beis HaMikdash. So you could say, maybe it's based like the Medrash says, the Mashiach is born on this day, but to call it the greatest moed, L'chaya Yom Moed Yisrael, Ki Yom Shenechav Beis HaMikdash, a very difficult thing to understand. I hope I'm not overstepping by saying the following suggestion, but I think it's emes, I really think it's emes. What's the Simcha in Korban Beis HaMikdash? What's the aspect of Moed that takes place dafka with Chorban Beis HaMikdash? It gives Klal Yisrael a chance to get back to the Tachlis of the real. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house is destroyed, when we took HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of that Makom, and we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can in fact be found everywhere, and he sends us to the Gaul, and he scatters Klal Yisrael everywhere. Chorban Beis HaMikdash gave Klal Yisrael the possibility to get back to V'shachanti B'socha, to get back to the true Dira B'tachton, to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into our hearts and out of that building, out of that Makom, and to back into our lives, to live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu every second of every moment of our life. And that's the avoda of Tisha B'Av. If you want to try to have, and we do want, we want to have that makom in Yerushalayim. We long every day to see the rebuilding Yerushalayim and the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash standing in Yerushalayim. But it starts with the tikkun of the heart. It starts with fixing that makom of Hashras HaShechin inside of us. Till this Yaakov Yosef writes in the final source. He says Shemati, which of course means he heard from his Rebbe, Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Karev el nafshi ga'ala. Ki kodim shiyispal ha-geula klalis. Before a person talks in big, grand terms about big ga'ula, about a restoration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world at large. Tzarev leispal ha-geula pratius lenafshi. You need to first daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get back into your life. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get back into your heart. And I think that's the bracha that comes in disguise, the moed, so to speak, that comes in Korban Beis HaMikdash. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer in that house, then there's a possibility to start over, V'shachanti B'socha. To get back to that original plan, like Rishon Bar Yochai told us in the Medrash, the Tachlis of the Dira B'tachton. One time at the Seder, the Katzver was wrapping up his Seder. He was up to Shvocha Maska. Some of the Hasidim were with him. One of the Hasidim got out of his chair to open the door for the Katzver. And he goes to the door, he opens the door. A minute later, the Katzver hears the door slam, the Chassid comes running back in, he's white as a ghost. Katzker says to him, "What's wrong?" He could barely talk to the Rebbe. I was very frightened. What's going on? So he says, "I got to the door, and I opened the door for Eliyahu HaNavi, and then it dawned upon me, I'm by the Seder of the Katzker, which means that Eliyahu HaNavi is actually going to show up." It was a pacha. I wasn't ready to greet Eliyahu HaNavi by the door. So I quickly slammed the door, and I ran back inside. So the Katzker, the Sarach who cuts, with his fiery eyes, looked at this Chassid, and he says to him, "Do you really think that Eliyahu HaNavi comes through the door?" He says, "Eliyahu HaNavi comes through the heart. Eliyahu HaNavi is not walking through my front door. Eliyahu HaNavi is coming through the heart." Every single day, he drew davens, "Lushalayim ircha barachim tashu. Lushalayim ircha barachim tashu. V'sishkon besocha kasher dibarto. V'nei osa b'karu b'yamin." We daven Hashem. We should see it speedily in our days. I was thinking about a year ago, Bekarov b'yameinu, maybe Bekarov is Milashon b'kirbeinu. We're davening Rabbono Shalom, we want that the Beis HaMikdash should be built, not only Bekarov soon, but Bekarov b'kirbeinu. Because if we could build it in that way, then it will really be the Dira B'tachton that you desired all along. It'll be that Kesher that you want to have with us every second of our lives, to enter through the heart, that Eliyahu HaNavi should come through the heart, the Mashiach should come through the heart, to come to that true Geula Pratis, which will pave the way, like the Toldos Yaakov Yosef says, the Gula Klaus. I want to just give a sign with one final story. And that is, of course, the famous meeting that I'm sure Rebbe has spoken about many times, that first encounter between Ratzadok HaKohen of Lublin and his Rebbe, the Ishbitzer. many different accounts and different svarim, how it's brought down. I'm going to share the nusach that Rav Feierfeld used to tell. Rav Tzadok came, he was traveling around, he found himself in the Beis Medrash in Ishbitz, and wasn't interested, he wasn't impressed. Rav Tzadok came from a long line of Misnagdim, a rabbinic dynasty. Rav Tzadok was a great genius, he was a young man at the time. And he comes to the court of the Ishbitzer, and he's sitting in the Beis Medrash and he's learning, gets a tap on the shoulder, the Rebbe would like to speak to him. Tzadok gets out of his chair, he comes inside, he's standing in front of the person who would eventually shape his entire worldview. And the Ishbitzer says to him, "Young man, what's your name?" So Tzadok says to the Ishbitzer, "If you're a real Rebbe, you should know what my name is." So the Ishbitzer says, "Who says I'm a real Rebbe? Who told you I'm a real Rebbe?" So the Ishbitzer says to Tzadok, "Tell me, are you a Ben Torah?" So Tzadok says, "Yes, I'm a Ben Torah." So the Ishbitzer says, "How am I supposed to know if you're a Ben Torah?" So Tzadok says, "You can test me on anything." So the Ishbitzer says, "What makes you think that I have the kelim to even test you? Who says I'm a Ben Torah that I can even test you in Torah? I don't even know what to ask." You can see where the conversation was going. At some point in the conversation, Rav Tzadok says to the Ishbitzer, "You should just know my father is Mechabe Talmidei Chachamim, both those who are non-Chasidim and even Chasidim Talmidei Chachamim." So the Ishbitzer says, "Oh, so now I know that you're a Talmid Chacham. Now I know you're a Ben Torah." Because the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel that a person who is Mechabe Talmidei Chachamim will be zochah to have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. And now Rav Tzadok was a little bit impressed for the first time. This is how things went. Rav Tzadok spent Shabbos, that Shabbos by the Ishbitzer. And all Shabbos he was trying to pull him in. He said, "Friday night, come sit by me. Thanks, but no thanks." Shabbos by the meal, again, Rav Tzadok rejected his offer. By Shalosh Shunis, Rav Tzadok was standing in the back like a real misnagdim with the sefer open, Rava de Rava, and everyone singing. Rav Tzadok standing in the back, and the Rebbe starts to speak, the Ishbitzer Rebbe starts to speak. And as the Rebbe starts to speak, all of a sudden there's this piercing scream from the back of the Beis Medrash. And Rav Tzadok screams out, "Rebbe, Rebbe, you're pouring acid on my heart, you're pouring acid on my heart, you're pouring fire on my heart." And Rav Tzadok's bawling and he's crying, he's totally broken. That's part of the story he's brought in Sarah. This is the part that Rav Feierfeld used to tell, and I think this is the way the Rebbe has told it over the years. I never heard it from him, but that's what I was told. At that point, Rav Tzadok had yechidus with the Ishbitzer. And he comes into the Ishbitzer, he comes into the Meir Shilach, and he's crying, he's bawling his eyes out. He's so broken, he's screaming, he's crying. And he says to the Rebbe, he says to the Ishbitzer, "Rebbe, I don't even have a heart. I don't even have a heart." And the Ishbitzer takes Rav Tzadok by the hand, and he strokes his hand, and he looks in his eyes, and he says, "Let me tell you something." He says, "You have a lev, you just need to learn how to make it levelik. You have a heart. You just have to learn how to make it levelik. Klal Yisrael Baruch Hashem has a heart. This kehila, probably more so than any kehila that I can think of in America, has a heart. He spent 20 years learning the Avodah Shavalev. And now it's time to get back as we come to the end of Tisha B'Av. And we still don't have a base of Mikdash in Yerushalayim. And we don't have the Avodah HaKodesh of the Pachad Yitzchak in Boyan. And we don't have that authentic Kugel that we once had back by the Kedusha Sion and Babov. But we have the possibility through the Chorban. The Moed that comes through the Chorban is the possibility, the opportunity to once again build that Dir B'Tachton. Mirz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We have the Lev. Like the Nefesh HaChaim told us, Kulum Kedoshim, Kulum Ruyim, Kulum Muchanim. Every single one of us has the possibility to create it. And Mirz Hashem, we should be zochah to see the words of the Ishbitzer Rebbe come true. To take that lave that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us and to make it truly live.